USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A House hearing underway at this hour focusing on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. It comes following the recent government watchdog report that was highly critical of the FBI's handling under then-Director James Comey of the Clinton case. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Chris Wray are testifying to lawmakers, including Democrat Gerald Nadler, who earlier slammed Republicans for continuing the probe.
Why has the majority abandoned the rules and traditions that govern civility in the House? The tired story of Hillary Clinton's emails, of course, plus a few conspiracy theories about this special counsel.
But Republican chairman of the panel, Bob Goodlatte, says that report revealed profound anti-Trump bias at the highest levels of the FBI during that probe and during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Queen Elizabeth is canceling public plans today for health reasons. Buckingham Palace says the 92-year-old queen is feeling under the weather and won't be attending a church service at St. Paul's Cathedral, though they're quick to point out that no doctor's been called. With one of his picks already one of the nine justices, President Trump will get another chance to shape the U.S. Supreme Court, as he now has to come up with a nominee to succeed retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. At a Fargo, North Dakota rally last night, the president says,
"And I'm very honored that he chose to do it during my term in office because he felt confident in me to make the right choice and carry on his great legacy." That's why he did it.
Kennedy, long known as a swing vote on the panel, sometimes siding with the conservative members, sometimes siding with liberals. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump heading to Wisconsin today for the groundbreaking of a huge new factory, the Foxconn plant. The presidential visit happening, though, as the president is still in a dispute with another Wisconsin-based company, Harley-Davidson. That company having to ship some production overseas now because of European tariffs that were sparked by Trump trade policies. At the White House, though, Trump accused Harley-Davidson this week of using the tariffs as an excuse to do something they were planning to do all along. The president also arguing that a lot of Harley-Davidson customers are not very happy with the iconic company right now. His Middle East mission continuing Prince William's Jerusalem visit highlights a unique ancestor buried in the Middle East, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
When he caps his historic royal tour of the Middle East with a visit to the Holy City, he'll be venturing into a long-overlooked chapter of his own family. The prince will be making a pilgrimage to the tomb of his great-grandmother, Princess Alice of Battenberg in Greece, the mother of Prince Philip. Her last wishes were to be buried in a crypt below a Russian Orthodox church in East Jerusalem. The deaf great-granddaughter of Queen Victoria is admired in Israel for sheltering persecuted Jews during the Holocaust. William's visit to the Jewish state is the first official one by a member of the British royal family. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.